Yes, ma'am. Next case, please.
The next application is case 11824, estate of Joanne C. Emke, seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-34B, 115-182D, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast corner of Apache Pass and Pocahontas Road in the Blackwater subdivision. The 911 address is 34129 Pocahontas Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 385. Specifically, they're requesting a 13.6-foot variance from the front, a 2.4-foot variance from the front, and a 4.6-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy Manicroft, 35809 West Crane Road, Shelbyville, Illinois.
Joseph Scott Emke, 750 Hess Farm Road. I'm sorry, 750 Hess Farm Road, Dallastown, Pennsylvania, 17313.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
And when you go up to testify, can you just identify yourselves for
Absolutely.
The record? And Ms. Cornwell, before we get started, one thing I did notice just in looking at the survey, it looks to me like we may need a 5-foot variance from the side for the shed rather than a 4.6. Because there's a note there that says lot one shed is 0.1 feet onto lot two. And I presume this is lot one.
Yeah, that's what it says. Yep.
I just happened to notice that.
Me too.
Yes, we would. It would actually have to be moved 0.1 foot onto the property.
We can ask the applicant about that shed, but I guess just for purposes of what's being sought, we may need to, it doesn't affect anything. It's just
side yard setback.
Yeah. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Okay.
My name is Joseph Emke, son of my late mother, trying to sell her house for the will. The uniqueness of the property is unique in that is on a corner lot, is very narrow. There is not much room for improvements. The septic system is in the back part of the yard. So for any further improvements, the space does not allow for it to construct the improvements. The deck was built at the same time the home was constructed in 1993. If a variance is not granted, the estate would have to remove the deck, which would be expensive and burdensome, obviously. Cannot otherwise be developed. The variance requested is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, in that we cannot maintain the deck on the property without the variance. Not created by the applicant. The applicant, or me, is the executor of my mother's will. The home was constructed by my late mother and my father back in 1993 as an existing building. My late mother's will directs that I sell the property. And the applicant or I am requesting the variance so the property can be sold free of any setbacks. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The home and deck were constructed in 93, like I said, at the same time for over 23 years. The home has not been out of character for this community, has not impaired the use of any adjacent properties. Allowing the deck to remain will not alter the character of the community nor impair the use of adjacent properties. And finally, the minimum variance, we're just seeking the minimum variance required, which will allow the residence to remain in its current condition.
Okay. You have anything to say?
I am Timothy Metcroft. I'm a Sussex County real estate agent representing Joe on the sale of his mom's home. And we did have a letter from the association in support. I spoke with the president, treasurer, and as well as some homeowners. And they said they had all signed it and mailed it in, but
I actually went to the former president's house, which was really close with my mother, right across the street, talked to Bob today, and he said his wife, they were supposed to just mail it in. I tried to get a physical copy for myself.
Right.
They said you would have it. But the three houses right across the street has had variances in the last 10 years or whenever they've sold. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I think with this particular development, it's a little older. I think it's kind of been something that's going on in there before in Blackwater.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I live in Pennsylvania, so I'm not familiar with that.
There was no previous survey of the property. This all came about when we had a purchaser who I had paid for a survey, and it came back to us saying that it was a, you know, a violation of the property line. So in our due diligence here, we're trying to get the property sold and get the variance in order to close the estate.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me, and we'll see if you have any questions. We're going to start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
And Mr. Rickard.
So you inherited all this, right?
The headache, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, of course, my mother asked me to take my parents divorced like 15, 18 years. My father's in South Florida. Obviously, pretty
so you're trying to bring everything into conformity.
I'm trying to bring it all together so I can close the estate and all the heirs can get their money.
Mm-hmm.
And the money I've put out between that. My mother took out a little loan against the house to pay off some bills and she has a full basement, so we get the basement completely done. And of course, she got sick a couple years later and passed away. So unfortunately, I've inherited this second mortgage on top of my own, and I'm not a rich man. I'm working pretty hard to try to stay on top of it. So time is of the essence. I need to get rid of it, not just for me, but for the estate.
Sure, and you can't do that when it's in violation. So.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And I didn't even know, obviously, it was, for me, it was...
For all of us.
It was kind of a blow. We thought we had a buyer.
Well, so. It was in 1993 it was built, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Workman?
Hey, can a shed be moved?
We think that it can be moved. I have a guy with a backhoe that thinks he can probably
move it. It's not sitting on center blocks. It's just sitting on wood.
You can't move that. You had to worry about getting the...
It's close to the septic, but I don't think there has to be any setback there. He had to put a new septic from the last buyer, and now there's a lien. There's going to be a lien on the house for $23,000 for a septic.
Well, that would be good if you could move that shed.
If you could.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I guess the question would be, if you can move the shed, can you move it into compliance, or do you still need a variance?
That I'm not sure.
I mean, there's no question you have to move it or cut part of it off.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, that's, I mean,
it's your call.
That's why we're asking
sure,
the question.
If we're made aware of how many feet we need to move it.
10.
Do 10? I don't
five.
Know if we can go 10
5. I'm sorry.
It just needs five. To be 5 feet five. Off the side.
We can do 5. 10 would go on top of the septic and the new septic that you have here, the peat ones, and you can't really go on top of those.
It's taking I'm sorry. A longer space.
It's a, right. Right.
So you could do 5.
You could do 5, yes.
So then it would not be necessary. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Sharp.
Any complaints from neighbors over the years about this?
Absolutely not, no. They want it sold, and they want someone in the house again. Bob and Barbara next door, and Susan, I think. I can't remember the gentleman's name behind, but, you know. And then there's an empty lot next to it. Three, you know, that's, I'm not sure, it's never been developed.
Right.
And a couple across the street, those three, 86, 87, 88, they've all had variances. I don't know when they've had them. I wouldn't know, but Bob's
right.
telling me today about it. So,
okay.
What about the edge of paving from Apache Pass? Does that match up to the property line, or is there a gap there?
As far as I know, it's right there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm right.
Okay. And no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,824. The uniqueness of the property is apparent, the shape of the property and the narrowness of the property. The request is enable reasonable use that cannot otherwise be developed. They're asking for a reasonable use of the property. It was built, what, in 1993, correct? It's not created by the applicant. The home was, he's inherited the home along with the violations. Well, not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the minimum variance. This is the minimum variance to be applied. And also, the applicant will move the shed into compliance at a 5-foot setback. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. You agree with that? All right. So I make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
So, Mr. Rickard, just to be clear, we have a motion to approve the front yard variances and a motion to deny the side yard variance because the applicant can comply with the setback requirements there.
Right.
Okay. Thank
there you.
Do I have a second? We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the front yard variance and deny the side yard variance. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,824 is approved.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
You too, sir.